hacking group was actively stealing SMS messages, Bluekeep is being used, but not in the way that we thought, and persistent malware hits Android users. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for November 5th, 2019, your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. If you are interested in supporting ThreatWire on Patreon, hit up patreon.com/threatwire. It's because of the generosity of people that watch this show that I am able to make it every single week, so thank you so very much to each and every one of my supporters. And now, on to the news. A Chinese state-sponsored hacking group called Apt41 is behind new malware that was created to steal SMS messages straight from a mobile carrier. This malware is installed on the Short Message Service Center server, which is SMSC for short, which is managed by mobile carriers to handle SMS messages. Once installed, the malware could steal these messages in plain text. Apt41 is also behind the Call Detail Record Database Surveillance, which is CDR for short, which is used to store metadata about calls such as phone numbers, call length, and the time. Now, FireEye, which is a US InfoSec firm, found the malware on an unnamed mobile carrier's network earlier this year and reported on it publicly at the end of October. They dubbed it MessageTap. Now, FireEye found MessageTap while investigating Linux servers that had no specified telecom network and only operated as SMSC servers, which was a little strange. It is not clear how the malware found its way onto the servers, but it could be due to phishing attacks. Four total telecom brands have been targeted by MessageTap, but reports show that only one has been infected. Now, while the infected mobile carrier has not been named, it is located in a country that is a strategic competitor to China. MessageTap looked for two different things. First, it siphons SMS messages after searching for specific keywords that have to do with political leaders, military or intelligence organizations, and political movements that would negatively impact the Chinese government. Second, it also siphoned messages sent to or from target phone numbers or IMSI numbers. Now, it does appear to be highly targeted towards specific devices, which is new for Chinese hacking groups who would usually prefer to grab as much data as they can and then just analyze it later. At this time, FireEye does suspect similar attacks are probably happening to mobile carriers in other countries. Researchers believe the motive is to track down political dissidents. Back in May, Microsoft warned users about a serious critical vulnerability called Bluekeep, which could allow an attacker to take over machines remotely with no actions from the user. They were worried that this bug could act like a worm, infecting millions of PCs. Bluekeep was sitting on around 900,000 computers reportedly in May, but Microsoft worked hard to get patches out as soon as possible. Bluekeep is a bug within the remote desktop protocol that affected Windows 7 and earlier operating systems. For months, security experts have warned that Bluekeep would be used to start a global attack on machines as a worm to spread malware. And while something has happened, it's not as bad as our paranoia would make it seem. Researchers created honeypots to bait attackers into infecting them so that they could watch and track the bug's development, and they finally did get hit with Bluekeep. But instead of being used to spread a worm, it has been used to install cryptocurrency miners. So experts don't necessarily believe that this will be used to spread to other infected machines. The attacker seems to have just scanned the internet for already vulnerable machines. Now, the spread of Bluekeep attacks for crypto mining was first spotted by Kevin Beaumont, who noticed the RDP honeypot simultaneously crashing, dating back to October 23rd. The crashes happened on several different honeypots, which led Beaumont to believe that the exploit is not working as intended. This isn't necessarily surprising, since Bluekeep can oftentimes lead to a blue screen of death. He alerted security researcher Marcus Hutchins, who analyzed the crash dump for more information. Hutchins found code for Bluekeep as well as the Monero miner. Now, according to Marcus Hutchins at Cryptos Logic, the attacker is spraying exploits at vulnerable machines. In this case, the author is using a version of Bluekeep that was included in Metasploit, which is a penetration testing framework that was made public in September. Vulnerable machines machines are then infected with the crypto miner. Now, since this is the version included in Metasploit, researchers also think the attacker does not understand how to modify the original code. Experts now believe that we have not seen an epidemic thanks to Windows releasing patches to remedy the situation, and attackers likely do not see a monetary gain that would make the time dedicated to an attack worth it. Now, at this time, 735,000 Windows machines are still vulnerable, so the threat of another Bluekeep attack is completely possible, and users are still advised to patch. Before we hit story number three, I wanted to say thank you so much to my supporters. I am putting together the annual physical rewards. I finally got everything in the mail. I'm so excited to share these with everyone for this year. So keep an eye on updates on the Patreon page. Also, I want to start a security and privacy audio podcast as part of the ThreatWire feed. That is my next Patreon goal. So if you want to help, check out my community link below. The link is in the description. When you sign up, you will automatically get access to a physical reward after your first year of membership and every year thereafter. Also, I wanted to thank our Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sending in their fur baby photos. I love them. They're adorable. Keep them coming. I want to say a special thank you so much to my Patreon supporters for choosing this next story. Users of Android phones are reporting online that some malicious malware is persistently infecting their phones, constantly reinstalling itself even after they uninstall it, sometimes even sticking around after a factory reset. Users have reported that the malware enables install apps from unknown sources again and again. It reinstalls every single day and may have come on inexpensive Android devices. At least 45,000 Android devices have been infected over the past 6 months with this malware, which is called X-Helper, according to Symantec. It hides from the user, downloads malicious apps, and displays pop-up ads, which can be fairly annoying. It has affected users in India, in the US, and Russia, with about 131 infected daily, and that number is increasing. Now, this is likely caused by a malicious application being used as an infection vector to distribute the malware, but so far researchers have not found X-Helper in the Google Play Store samples. They suspect it could come pre-installed on some brands of phones, but this has not been determined. It's also possible that the malware is being installed via browser pop-ups, but again, not determined. So we don't know where it comes from, but what does it do? Well, X-Helper connects to a server and it starts creating pop-ups randomly. It installs payloads, clickers, and rootkits, and it executes malicious code. The attacking server uses SSL certificate pinning, so it is not intercepted. X-Helper appears to launch whenever something triggers it, such as plugging the phone into power or rebooting it. X-Helper was first seen in March of 2019, and it was used for similar attacks, but it has been through several different updates since then. Users can take measures, though, to prevent this malware from infecting them, keeping your phone up to date, installing applications just from trusted sources, audit permissions on your applications, and never download apps from sketchy sites. Antivirus apps may detect the malware, but they are unable to permanently remove it from infected devices. Now, before I leave, I want to say thank you so much to Texas Cyber Summit. Hey guys, Ryan, Thorberg, William, Matthias, Wygorn, Geeky Papa, Tim, and Jim, who joined the Patreon team this week. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. Y'all are awesome. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet. And everyone, please wish a happy birthday to my editor, Colleen. Happy birthday, Colleen.